a baby formula in store? I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden saying that steps are being taken to amp up the production and availability of baby formula. Fox's Jared Halpern has the details from the White House.
President Biden says the administration is moving as quickly as possible to get baby formula on store shelves.
We have to move with caution as well as speed, because we got to make sure what we're getting is, in fact, first-rate product.
President says the FDA is streamlining procedures to import more baby formula from overseas. Parents have been left with few options in many parts of the country for infant formula after a major recall and plant closure in February.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that the House will vote on regulations to help the baby formula crisis. Russian senior official criticizing Finland and Sweden's decision to join NATO. A 21-year-old Russian soldier accused of killing a Ukrainian civilian early on in the invasion, appearing in a courtroom in Kyiv Friday, marking the first of dozens of war crimes cases in Ukraine. Russia refusing to release WNBA star Brittany Griner.
The pretrial detention for WNBA star Brittany Griner has actually been extended by yet another month. The 31-year-old American has been in a Russian prison for nearly 3 months. She was detained at a Moscow airport all the way back in February for allegedly having vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis in her luggage. The Biden White House says Griner is being wrongfully detained. Now, if convicted, she faces a maximum penalty of up to 10 years behind bars.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The UN Security Council denouncing the killing of Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Elon Musk delaying his plans to buy Twitter.
The billionaire sending shockwaves with the news that he's putting the Twitter deal on ice for now, tweeting, quote, Twitter deal on hold pending details supporting the calculation that spam and fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. Now, Musk following up with a tweet that he's, quote, still committed to acquisition. Now, Twitter appears to be operating under the assumption the takeover is happening, firing key executives and freezing hiring.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady in Los Angeles. New York City showing some positive signs of recovery from the pandemic.
Developer Bruce Teitelbaum is involved in two multi-million dollar New York City projects.
Post-pandemic, something interesting has happened in New York, which is people are coming back. A lot of people are coming back, and there was a real tightening of the market. Interest rates are going up, supply chain issues. There are a lot of issues that are making the rental market very, very competitive now. That means less units, higher prices.
Teitelbaum says young professionals are moving into New York City apartments, working from home during the day and enjoying the city's amenities at night. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A pastor in Louisiana winning his court case against the state governor regarding COVID restrictions.
The Reverend Tony Spell caused a firestorm at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic by insisting on holding in-person church services. That put Spell in direct conflict with Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards, who limited indoor gatherings to fewer than 50 people in March 2020, then 10 a week later. Spell was arrested. But on Friday, the state Supreme Court threw out the charges, ruling the governor's executive order violated freedom of religion. Spell calls it a tremendous win and says he feels vindicated. A spokesman for Edwards says the governor disagrees with the ruling, but accepts it. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.